Yeah.
But when I looked at it Thursday, I'll check it out. And I forgot the
sure, it's 5:01. I'd like to welcome everybody to the August meeting in the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District. We're holding our meetings today in Springtown. It is also, under the governor's order, a combined virtual and in-person meeting. For those who are online, if you wish to speak on a subject, if you hit the chat hand on the meeting format, Doug will know and bring it up so we can talk about it. We'll let you talk. Roll call. I don't have a sheet in front of me.
Sorry, Tracy. I heard it down in there, so we're getting
echoed. I show that I have Director Reynolds from Hood County, Director Nave from Parker County, myself and Director Burley from Monte County, and Director Micah from Wise County, absent are Director Wilson, Director English, and Director Watts. And Director Wilson may be here shortly. We do have a quorum. Please stand and join us in the pledge of the flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Offering the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
First item on the agenda is a public hearing. Receive public comments, requests to contest, and general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications and amendments and or request for exceptions to the district's water well spacing or minimum track size requirements. Applicant Blake Thornberry, 748 County Road 2622 in Decatur, an operating permit with an exception to minimum well spacing requirements. Location of well is at 686 County Road 262 Decatur. The applicant has requested a permit volume of 100 million gallons a year. Doug?
Yes, sir. As Tracy was saying, those online, Bob, can you hear us? As Tracy was saying, we received an application for a new well and application for exception to spacing and an operating permit application by Mr. Fortenberry. The well would be used by Sage Natural Resources. I believe Mr. Bob Roon is online from Sage. This is in Northeast Wise County. And you can see it's just southwest of the town of Slidell, up in the, like I said, very northeast corner of the county. They have requested an operating permit in the volume of 100 million gallons, and they're seeking an exception to district spacing rules. At the size of the proposed well, 210 gallons per minute, total depth, 850 feet, 8 5/8-inch casing, 60 horsepower pump. At that size, required spacing for the nearest well is 3,250 feet. There's, and I've got some maps showing this in a second, there's one operational well that they failed to meet the spacing requirement. That's well 4886. That's a non-exempt well also owned by Mr. Fortenberry. There are two operational domestic wells that are within the 3,250 feet, but are much shallower wells, and they meet the vertical offset requirement is met. So in other words, just to refresh the board and refresh those here in attendance, if the bottom of the shallower well is more than 100 foot above the top of the production interval or the top of the screen of the deeper well, then the spacing does not apply because pumping from different basins, different portions of the aquifer, the impact isn't there. With this particular well, it's 200 to 300 feet below the bottom of the shallower domestic wells.
You're talking about the top of the formation?
Top of the formation, top of the screens is the way our rules are written. Top of the screen to the bottom of the screen, from shallower to deeper. There are six properties that fall within 1,000 feet. The wells actually about 170 feet from the nearest property. You can see the picture on the right shows the property line spacing 1,000 feet. The property on the left shows the well spacing. and you can see the domestic wells that are there, and the and then the deeper non-exempt well that's actually fails to meet the property line spacing. So what they're requesting, as y'all know, district rules say for an operating permit, you're eligible for up to determine that volume. We look at the average aquifer thickness, which in this property is 849 feet based on the Northern Trinity Gam. Multiply that by a factor of 500 and by the applicant's acreage that they own, which is 214.862 acres. Comes out to 91,208,919 gallons per year. But they've also applied for a historic use permit on the same property for the other existing well of 50 million gallons. So that 50 million has to be deducted from that 91 million, leaving them with a possible allocation of 41,208,919 gallons per year. I believe Kyle spoke with the folks from Sage and has let them know that this is the case. It's under what they've asked for, but they have been notified that all that we can really allocate to them is that 41 million gallons.
All we can allocate in addition to the historic use.
Correct.
Allocate.
Correct. All that's available under this operating permit that they're requesting is that 41 million gallons. So as we do with these operating permits, we've done two forms of analysis. We do a local well impact analysis where we simulate the well and we put in some simulated monitor wells to see what would happen on a local level if this well were actually producing. What you see is in the map, if you can see those, or is the wells in the middle, and then we've all the simulated wells and the existing wells in the area. What the table shows are the results. The two results worth noting in the pumping well itself, the proposed well, it shows a pretty significant impact of up to over 100 feet of drawdown, which, you know, if it's pumping 200 feet, 200 gallons a minute, that's, I buy that. There's a good bit of water in the deeper portion of the aquifer there. It shows up to 32 feet of drawdown in the other well on Mr. Fortenberry's property, the other deep well. For the two domestic wells, or the two domestic wells in the area, the shallower wells, the impact analysis shows less than 1 foot of water level decline over a 10-year period. It actually shows just over 1/10 of a foot, so almost 2/10 of a foot of water level decline, so just a fraction of a foot, a few inches of water level decline over 10 years. So it just kind of goes back to the vertical offset that, you know, these deeper wells aren't really going to be impacting the shallower domestic wells. All the wells there, the simulated wells, those were all, we basically looked at wells at the full 3,250 feet away from the proposed well, and then at half that, so 1625. And we looked at we simulated deeper and shallower wells. It looks like anywhere from 20 to 30 some odd feet of water level decline in the deeper simulated wells. But similar to the existing shallow wells, less than 1 foot, really between 1/10 of a foot of water level decline in the shallower wells. So modeling basically says that the proposed well could have a decent impact on deeper wells in the area, which there really are not any, but minimal to no impact on shallower domestic wells. We also run the full GAM to look at a regional impact. So we ran four scenarios on this one. The baseline is the DFC pumping for the mag. These are the as you know, you guys know the volume or what we're charged with meeting these DFCs in the future. The 2019 estimate is based on pumping in the district as of 2019. And then the two scenarios that we ran to identify the impacts are the 2019 plus their full request, and then the 2019 plus what we can allocate them, the 41 million. So you can see in the top one that shows the pumping comparisons in red, the additional pumping was added to the down dip portion of the Antlers in Wise County. And if you look at the bottom, you'll see the additional drawdown. The table on the far left, the baseline, those are our adopted DFCs. The 2019 estimates are drawdowns based on 2019 pumping. And then the two scenarios here. What you'll see is an additional foot of water level decline in the outcrop of the antlers from 24 feet in 2019 pumping to 25 feet in both scenarios. And then an additional 2 feet of water level decline in the down dip of the antlers in Wise County under the lesser of the two scenarios, and 3 additional feet of water level decline under their full request, which we can't allocate anyway. So it's minimal impact. There is some impact on the regional level, but still far below the 142 feet of drawdown under the DFC and the 31 feet in the outcrop. So one of the last things I'd like to bring up before I ask you guys if you have any questions, there has been a request from a neighboring landowner, some concern about the spacing of the well. You know, we have a requirement for 1,000 feet off the property line, and because that's the one that's really can be impactful for landowners in the area, should they also desire to drill a deep well on their property. What you're seeing here is the shade, the red shaded area, that's Mr. Fortenberry's property, the 200 and some odd acres. The area outlined by green in the center, anywhere within that section, the well could be drilled and meet the 1,000 feet off property line spacing. So I wanted to show this, that it is possible if the board so desired to require them to move the well further back into the property so that it met the 1,000 foot off property line. There is a decent amount of land. Jacob, did you happen to see what the acreage was of that section in the middle?
Well, one question on that would be, where is the other on-site well?
So, one second. You see the other on-site well is right over here, right, Kyle?
It's
right here. It's just above this this impoundment. So, they can move it from right here to right here. It might have a bigger impact on their own well, but it would be minimizing the impact to their neighbors. So I, at that, right here, my recommendation would be the allocation of the 41 million gallons under the operating permit and approval of exception to track to the well-to-well spacing from their own well, but to require them to move the well 1,000 feet off their property line, which would put it in that area in here in the center, to where it is at least 1,000 foot off this any property line. And with that, I will answer any questions.
Do you know if there's a reason that the well does not need to be in that little box.
And
the reason it's not in there.
And that's what I was going to ask Mr. Rue with Sage. Bob, is there any reason why y'all chose the particular place for the well at the front of the property closer to the road rather than further back into the property?
It was the power coming in from there. It's right there on 2622. It made it easier to run power to it. And we were kind of thinking that the spacing from the other well to that one, it gave us the greatest amount of distance. The way we were interpreting things was we needed to be further from it, however, off the property line. So we kind of came down to that point where we had applied. So that was the rationale behind the decision there.
Just power.
Power and spacing off their existing well.
So, what was the purpose of the?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, so this well will be used for oil and gas activity.
Okay. Well, I thought I saw that note in here. What duration? I mean, who's drilling? And why would we think that they're going to be drilling 5 and 10 years?
Sage Natural Resources is the oil and gas company that's working with Mr. Fortenberry to submit the application. So they've got a plan for, I believe, 6 wells in the next year and then several more in the year after following that. Correct, Mr. Rue?
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
In the area.
In the area, but not in the same track of land.
Mr. Rue, could you...
Looking at this picture, you can see where the road comes back there on 2622. Right there directly across the road is going to be one of the locations. I was kind of putting that into perspective that this particular well hasn't been used since I believe about 2014, maybe even 13. So when we do this, it's not going to be something that's going on every year forever. We have several other wells out considerable distance from here that we drilled probably 8-9 years ago and haven't used anything from them. So.
Yeah, and Director Berkeley, to kind of further address what you're saying, you know, and I spoke with a couple other people in the area that had called in response to the notice, and typically, you know, what we see is they'll use the well for a couple of years for activity, and then they'll turn it back over to the landowner, and the landowner will use it to water cattle.
Are they going to use that in that tank pond as the collecting device for the water, or are they going to travel with that pond?
Yes, sir.
Which? You're going to use the existing tank, or you're going to fabricate a new tank?
We're using this existing one. We actually just expanded that to hold the water a little better. We do rely generally on runoff from his gathering there from the slope of the hills, but. We need the additional volumes, and unfortunately, we didn't get this pond expanded in time to get all that done. So we're needing the water from this well, and it was contractually with Mr. Fortenberry on an agreement that we would apply for an additional well to be put in. He uses it for his cattle and other hay fields and all out there.
The 50,000 or 50 million gallon a year historic use. Have they pulled 50 million gallons out of that well in previous years?
No, I do not believe so. They kind of correct, Kyle. They drilled the well kind of before a lot of the activity stopped. Correct.
So I know they've used about half of that in their time. They amended their request up to 50 million gallons. I guess,
and they'll go through the two-year verification period as allowed by our rules.
The 135-foot drop that we showed earlier,
uh-huh.
Is that with the 100 million gallons or the 41 million gallons?
So the way that particular model works, Shannon, we don't look at the annual pumping. We look at – that looks at the instantaneous capacity, so the flow rate, the 210 gallons a minute. And then it looks at daily highs and daily lows. So the daily high, we assumed when they're actually producing, they're going to be pumping this well 24/7. So we did 210, you know, times 60 times 24. That's the daily high. The daily low, we use zero. Because on days when they're not in activity, there's no activity, we'll be pumping.
Is that number including them pumping the existing well?
It does.
That is at its peak as well.
It does not.
So we do not know what impact both wells operating at peak on a particular day would do.
You would probably have a lesser – you're going to have a bigger impact to the deeper portion of the formation,
yeah.
Obviously, but you're probably not going to get that full 210 gallons a minute either if they're both pumping at the same time. They may, but we do not.
All we can do is run a model which it assumes it does.
Yes. Yeah.
And we have not run that model yet.
Correct. We look at each one basically when somebody applies. We try to look at it in a vacuum because if you start throwing those hypotheticals out, you have to say, well, what if all these guys across the road are doing it?
But this is the same applicant doing the same thing. I think that's where Shannon's coming from.
We did not run that, add that well to the simulation.
I'll answer one little question there. With that other well, it only produces 3 barrels or 126 gallons a minute.
Okay. But we still haven't calculated that, factored that into the game, what you ran on this. Okay. Anybody else have any questions for Doug at this point? Mr. Rue, do you have anything else you wish to add?
No, sir, I don't believe so. If you have any questions, any other questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
We may have some in a moment. I do have a request from Becky Fortenberry Ford to speak on this. Ms. Ford, if I understand correctly, you've got one of the domestic wells that's nearby?
At the house.
At the house. But is this the one that's at 325 or 350, Doug?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to back up on the slideshow.
Okay.
It's 360. Yeah. So I believe their well is
9427.
It's right down here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burke lost it between the two wells, I don't remember.
So this well is, I believe their well, Ms. Ford's well is 370 feet deep. So we want to make sure, I mean, if I were to make a recommendation, I would recommend that for the proposed well, they seal it off at 570, keep it 200 feet of separation between them. That still leaves them 300 foot of aquifer down at the bottom to produce from.
Considered antlers all the way through up there?
Yeah.
You've got hard rock between them.
Yeah, we've got intermittent layers of shale. I mean, you've worked in the antlers.
Yeah.
You know, the concern as far as impact to wells would definitely be deeper, right? And that's why I've recommended pushing it back off the property line, because the wells that are there, I don't see any impact. But should Ms. Ford want to drill a deep well on her property, it would have an impact there. And then by pushing it back further into the property, she could drill one further into her property and not be impacted.
The further the wells are apart from each other, the less the impact
exactly.
they have.
Yeah, I mean, just based on the science, my concern, and for the shallower portion of the aquifer, it is the deeper portion of the aquifer, which right now only Mr. Fortenberry, to our knowledge, the applicant, is utilizing. So he would be impacting himself. I think my recommendation is based on limiting the impact to – impact or potential impact to others and keeping the impact on his own property.
Yeah, because of his current location, he would definitely impact everything across the road.
Correct.
If they wanted to drill a deep well.
Correct. I believe it's 174 foot from the property line, and it's 200 from the corner of Ms. Ford's property. It's a 200 some odd feet. But, you know, if her or any of the other adjacent landowners wanted to drill a deeper well, which is their right, and then they were able to meet the 1,000 foot, then you've got some space between them, so they're not impacting each other as much.
If you understand, like, we're dealing with the science, we're used to dealing with it.
Well, I just want to say the county road 2622 runs right here, and I have, where Blake wants to put this well, he wants to be 174 feet from the center of the road from my property right there.
Yeah.
And that's close.
Well, and what the staff is recommending is that they put it in that green box, which gets it 1,000 feet off his property line. Okay. If the property owner is immediately to the south, and I assume that's yours or somebody else's, if you want to do a similar well, you'd have to get 1,000 feet off your property line. And that way, neither one of you impact the other, or you minimize the impact. I'm not going to say there won't be an impact. These three guys and several back there beat me over the head. They're professionals, I'm not. But, you know, we try to make it where person A does not impact its adjoining property owners and vice versa. As far as your shallow well, we know because water doesn't like to move this way, and plus it's got a hard layer in between. As you saw, the impact projected is very minimal on your existing well. So, if the board should adopt his recommendation to put this in the green area, does that resolve most of your angst?
Okay. As long as it, that would make it 1,000 feet from my property line.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Do you want us to run a GAN, a run model, taking both wells into account?
Yeah.
You don't think it's going to be that significant?
I don't, and I think they have rights to nearly 91 million gallons.
Yeah, either way they get it.
And I think if we pull it in, it's going to minimize the impact on the overall aquifer if they're closer together,
Further
away from the property line.
Well, and sort of minimize it, minimize the impact on the neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Board have any other questions? Mr. Rich, do you have anything else? Or is it? Are you agreeable to moving well into that green area?
Pardon me?
Do you have any problems with what Doug's recommendation is to have you put the well in that area off the property line?
I don't believe so, sir. No.
Okay. Anything else, Ms. Brewer?
Where are they coming? Why would they want to come so close to
the property? That I can't answer. We see this all the time, but, you know, the property owner makes a request, the staff makes a recommendation, then we can play arbitrator. So. Is that a good summation?
It is.
Anything else from the board?
I'll make a motion to approve General Manager's recommendation of moving it into 1,000.
Okay. Does it have the standard provisions for monitoring, et cetera?
Yep. And on the screen, I've got my full recommendation. So is that what you're
recommending for you?
The other thing you mentioned was also having it cemented down to 570.
Yep.
So that is part of your recommendation as well? That's part of your motion, Jared?
Yes. This was General Manager's recommendation.
Okay. Well, it's not right there. That's why I'm making sure I set it free. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
You got it. I'm here, Director Berkeley, first. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to adjourn the public hearing at 5:28.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ms. Ford. On our regular board meeting agenda, consent agenda, which includes normal and customary actions, includes the approval of minutes from the public hearing and regular board meeting of July 19th. And show Director Wilson is here at 5:28. Approval of bank statement ending July 30th. Approval of investment report. Payment of bills and invoices received through August 16th. Reimbursement for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through August 16th, and approval for requests for extension applications submitted through August 10th.
I got two additions, Tracy.
Okay.
I've got an expense report from Director Micah for $73.92, and then an expense report from Director English. Do you have the amount? And that is for $108.64 to add in to the consent agenda.
Okay. And does the board need to have any of these items pulled for discussion? If not, Chair, can entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Oh,
motion by Director Berkeley to approve the consent agenda. We'll hear a second.
Second.
Director Reynolds is quick. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You've stayed on this one?
Yes.
Now that we have quorum, we're having a quorum plus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
You abstained on the consent agenda?
Because I wasn't here for the minutes
last
year, so
Gotcha.
Item number three, take action to appoint members to serve on existing committees or create new committees and make any other appointments necessary. I did not hear from anybody since our last meeting. Therefore, I'm going to continue the same committee appointments as we've had. Does the board see a need for any additional committees?
So I did want to. So, Shannon, you and I had a conversation a few months ago where you mentioned that you'd like to be on the Budget and Finance Committee.
But Tim's already there, and we generally have one member from each county on each committee.
You could flip them out because Tim's actually on three committees, I believe, and you're only on one.
Make that change. We'll do that. You're on the Pension Finance Committee.
And if there's any other, I mean, Tracy, you can make changes to committees anytime.
Okay. And did you get that?
No, it's on the budget.
So what's... No, Shannon. I got it all. I know what the change is.
Substitute Shannon for Tim on the Budget and Finance Committee.
I get it to you.
Manager report, general manager's report.
Yeah, and Tracy pointed out to me, I apologize, I got out in a rush. I sent everything out early last week, Tuesday, because Wednesday I had a meeting with Straw Falls, and that day was my wife's 40th birthday, so I took off that afternoon. So
you're not supposed to tell her age today.
I'm sorry. And because of that, I got everything up and out to you guys, and I forgot to put my actual written report in there. So if I can get this thing minimized, I'm going to put it over here so you guys can look at it, maybe. Oh, this Zoom thing's making me angry. All right. A couple things I wanted to talk about. Parker County plats. Obviously, being tremendous number of plats in Parker County. I'd say every 2 weeks, they're probably taking up 10 new plats. It's quite a bit. And several of them have started using groundwater rights under the roads to make the full 2 acres. We've had folks doing shared wells where they're using the groundwater estate from lot one and lot two and having an undivided interest from the owners of lot one and lot two and one well for the, they're doing some interesting things. I talked with Brian and it's all allowable. But the reason I'm pointing this out is it has created a tremendous amount of review from the district standpoint. Parker County just doesn't really have the staff to review this or maybe kind of understand everything that all the deeds that have to be put in place and the way these deeds have to be worded. So I just want the board to know we're going to spend a tremendous amount of time reviewing these things. And then once applications are submitted, the first ones that came in utilizing groundwater rights under the road was done incorrectly. We had to send them back to them. They had to go file a correction deed. So it's been kind of a pain.
You don't see any real solution to it either.
I don't. Brian and I talked about it. You know, when we're talking about the 2 acres for our requirement, it's literally a 2 acre water rights. And it's an interesting situation. So
without help from the county, we can't do anything different.
No, I mean we're just having to take on, you know, because we have so much extra time. We're having to take on.
What I was referring to, Doug, is more about the county assisting in restricting wells per lot versus a 2 acre water right.
Correct. So, and I talked to the county attorney and I'm not an attorney. So what I pointed out to him is I believe all three other counties in our district. So Parker County has a 1 acre requirement for septic and then they're silent on well and septic. Wise County, Hood County, and Monte County have the county platting requirements. You know, they actually have a 2 acre surface acre requirement if you have a well and septic. So all three of those counties do that, which that's why it's not an issue in those three counties. The Parker County attorney feels that they're doing that is not supported by the law. So the Parker County doesn't want to do that, I guess. But I haven't had that conversation. That's the only way you could solve it is for them to adopt a hard 2 acre requirement for well and septic. I've had an initial conversation with their county attorney. And I expect to have more in the future. So, but I just wanted to bring that up.
Is this something next time we modify the rule? Is something that should be addressed?
Possibly.
I mean, do we keep a list of things to? Yeah. Can you put that on?
Yes, sir.
I think when we pass the 2 acre requirement, you know, we work with the concept of the two surface areas.
Yeah.
Well, and these wells are few surface acres. It's just two lots, one well.
Well, that one is.
Or it's one lot and then a public easement on the road.
So what some of them are doing is, let's say the lot is 1.9 acres. When the developer deeds the road to the county, or they deed the surface of the road to the county, in that deed, they reserve the groundwater estate underneath the road. And then when they deed tract one to Home Builder X, they deed in tract one and the groundwater estate underneath the road, and they outline it in the plat. So if you look at the plat, there's actually, you know, the hard line around the 1.9 acres, and there's a dotted line that goes out to the road and shows 2.01 acres.
Well, while that's not desirable, I have less concern about that than I do
the shared well.
The shared well on
the
2 acres of two lots.
The shared well is going to create a headache for maintenance and
upkeep. For everybody.
Everybody.
And while you pointed out that you feel like the one well between two homes is going to draw less over time than two wells would, I still think it's going to dramatically increase the amount of water pooled from the aquifer versus what 2 acre lots would have done.
I can see it go either way.
It's not going to dramatically decrease the amount of water
pooled. It will either be about the same or more. It's not going to decrease it, no. Next, a couple of months ago in June, you approved me to release an RFQ. We got that out right about the time of our last meeting. I've got a deadline for response to that RFQ at the end of this month. So I would think at our September meeting, I'll come back with a recommendation for us to enter into an agreement with a firm to look at the long-term alternative water supplies.
And those regions he's referring to are the regional water planning groups.
Yeah. Annual report, we'll have that just real brief. We'll have that up next month. We had some issues finishing up a couple things, mainly the trend analysis. I know looking initially at it, Parker County water levels are falling, especially in the Paluxy. Didn't look great. Everything else is kind of status quo, maybe a couple ups, a couple downs. Driveway, we talked about last month. Director Berkeley mentioned that I should look at purchasing a road boss. We actually purchased, folks at New Holland recommended a road dragon, which is the same thing. If you notice, there's not ruts in there where the water washed the road away. So I purchased that, and I'm quite happy with the way it works. So.
You got it from Mike Master?
Yes.
What
did
you pay?
This is the 6 foot, and it was $1,200. I'm really happy with it. We've got a 40 horse tractor. He said the road bosses are real heavy. Mm-hmm. And he said they sell a lot of these. It's not as, I think this thing's weighs probably 600 pounds, 700 pounds. So it's still got some weight to it, but not like a road boss. He said the road bosses are a little bit too big for 40 horse tractors. I'm very happy with what it does.
It's always had some weight.
Exactly.
If it's real dry.
Exactly.
I mean, it seems to always work better if there's a level of moisture. And if it's just dry, it's not going to work.
It was completely dry, and it did a pretty good job. But you're right, and we just haven't been lucky enough to get any rain. Once we do get some rain, I'm going to get out there and get on it. And it's not so dusty when you're doing it either. GMA8, we were supposed to meet after our last meeting. They postponed it because the explanatory report wasn't ready, but GMA8 should be meeting soon. Next month, we'll have historic use permits for Parker County, similar to what we did in Hood County. And then lastly, the audio in here, of course, we're working with the temporary fix right now. I think it's better than it was that couple months ago. But the solution is a new mixer and then new microphones, because these are basically the cheapest microphones you can buy, and a new microphone, one in front of each and every director. It actually total comes out to just over $5,000, and that's not counting the labor. So I will need authorization to purchase the whole, upgrade the whole system.
Would it include speakers on all the line here?
So we have speakers.
So because sometimes I can't hear down at the end.
We will do what we will figure that out.
Well, an additional speakers for like today.
Yep.
Where they're coming in.
Yes. Well, we've got big speakers that we can use. But as far as you're saying, that's separate. But I will get them to add some smaller speakers up there for the board if you would like.
Okay.
So if because it does go over 5,000, if y'all a motion to authorize me to upgrade the system in here. We have 15,000 in our capital expense line item for appliances and equipment, which this would fall under. So just a motion to authorize me to upgrade this within the budget or however y'all want to do it.
As long as you include speakers.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Was that your motion, Director Micah?
It's my motion. Yeah.
Second by Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Nothing else on the general manager's report?
No, sir. We've been busy. Bunch of wells. I think we're already over 100 this month, halfway into the month. So it's been interesting.
If we continue with this rate, we'll exceed 2,300 for the year.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way we're going to hit 2,000, but we may very well break 2,000.
Well, this county is 200% above where they were last year.
Yeah.
And Montague County is 160.
Yeah.
The other two counties are 140. So, I mean, it's not slowing down.
No. No, and seeing the number of plats going through, it's not going to slow down.
Okay. Well, if we back up for 1 minute.
Yes, sir.
You were saying while we're working on the report to get that out, and part of it was you're seeing dramatic drops in Parker County and Biloxi. If we look historically and go back, I believe it was dropping for a while when oil and gas was going strong, and it started to recover as oil and gas went offline, and now we're seeing it drop again.
I don't know that the Biloxi and Parker County has ever done anything but decline. The Twin Mountains, yes.
Would it be the Biloxi, the decrease slowed down when the oil and gas went?
I'd have to go back and look. I don't know that that's the case because, I mean, the Biloxi really wasn't being used that much for oil and gas activity.
Okay.
Right? I mean, when we're really talking about the actual Biloxi formation, not just people saying I have a Biloxi well because it's shallow. When we're talking about the actual Biloxi formation, you're really just talking about domestic depth wells from, you know, Hudson Oaks East. There's really no Biloxi, true Biloxi. Everything west of there that they call Biloxi wells are shallow wells. Some sort of mixture of a Biloxi and Glenrose or a Glenrose or even a Twin Mountains well. Anything else, gentlemen?
Not on that. Budget amendments?
Yes, sir. Just a few. We've had to go over computer and software and hardware. Just had to buy a couple new computers early on this year. Had some software stuff that we had to buy, so we've gone over. We've got plenty of money in the equipment repair and maintenance, so I'm requesting to move $500 from equipment repair and maintenance over to computer, software, and hardware. Office furniture, if you can see, we got new chairs in here. If y'all remember, the chairs we used to have were stained and just not very nice at all. So to cover these chairs, need to move $1,000 from office equipment to office furniture. And then for the telephone, we're over, and to get us through the end of the year, or what I expect pretty close to the end of the year, because we had early on this year, we had some people working from home and utilizing their cell phones. We were reimbursing cell phones. So to cover that and then to get us through the end of the year, move $1,000 each from office expense, other utilities and equipment repair over to the telephone line item. And the last one, website services, which we really haven't used. I think we use like 1% of that this year. Over to outside contract services. The outside contract services, that difference is going to be the service for, you know, we've installed the security system. And that's going to be the monthly or the yearly charge for monitoring for the security system for the office.
Make a motion, we authorize these budget amendments.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. General Counsel's report. Brian online, does he have anything?
Can you hear me?
It's open.
Yeah, I don't really have much else, Tracy. Everything that I've been working on is something that Doug's covered. So I'll just say on the cluster systems, that's becoming an issue in a lot of areas with multiple lots coming off the same well. And I think Doug hit it on the head. The biggest problem with that is going to be disagreements down the road from folks with shared wells. But Prairie Lands Rules Committee met 2 weeks ago, and they decided that they're going to increase their lot size in those situations, that their lot size was designed for the water that's serving a single household. And so if you got two wells serving two, or one well serving two households, they're going to require 4 acres. That's the only thing. Nothing's happening down here in Austin, as I'm sure you've read in the papers.
Anybody got any questions for Brian? Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Next board meeting is set for September 20th, 5 o'clock here. Has the governor extended the – he has not extended the – Zooming in person. So starting in September, we'll have to be in person unless the governor does something between now and then. And he could. So, anybody know any other new business we need for next month? If you think of something, contact Bill or myself. It'll be on the agenda. Appreciate everybody being here. And I'll show the meeting is adjourned at 5:48.